Fixed orifice piston vs TXV. How they differ in the field. The practical differences between a fixed orifice piston and a thermostatic expansion valve. How each meters refrigerant. How charging differs, and how each behaves when conditions change. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. Both a piston and a TXV do the same fundamental job. Drop high-pressure liquid refrigerant down to low-pressure liquid so it can boil in the evaporator and absorb heat. The difference is how they decide how much to feed. A fixed orifice piston is exactly what it sounds like. A precisely sized hole. It has no moving parts that respond to load. Whatever the pressure difference across it pushes through, flows. Simple, cheap, reliable. A TXV is an active valve that opens and closes to hold a target superheat as conditions change. More parts, more cost. But it adapts. How it works. The piston meters purely on pressure difference. High head pressure and a full column of liquid in front of it push more refrigerant through. Low head pushes less. It can't sense the coil. So as outdoor temperature, indoor load, or airflow change, the piston keeps flowing the same whole size worth of refrigerant whether the coil wants it or not. The system's superheat floats around with conditions. That's why a piston system's superheat is all over the place on a mild day versus a hot day, and why you have to account for conditions when you charge one. The TXV senses suction line temperature with its bulb and modulates flow to keep superheat in a tight band regardless of load. Hot day, cold day, dirty filter. The valve repositions to hold superheat. The trade-off is the part that can fail in more ways. Bulb, equalizer, power element, sticking. In the field, identifying, which you have, a piston lies inside the liquid line connection at the coil. Pull the flare slash fitting and you'll find a brass bullet-shaped piston with a number stamped on it. A TXV is a visible valve body, usually with a sensing bulb clamped to the suction line and often an external equalizer line. If you see a bulb on the suction line, it's a TXV. Charging differs and this matters. Piston fixed orifice, charged to superheat using the manufacturer's method, and you must factor in indoor wet bulb and outdoor dry bulb, because the piston can't hold superheat on its own. You're effectively setting the charge so superheat lands right at the current conditions. TXV, charged to subcooling commonly about 8 to 12 degrees, confirm on the data plate. The valve handles superheat. You just make sure there's a solid column of liquid feeding it. Charging a TXV by superheat or a piston by subcooling is a classic rookie mistake that leads to a wrong charge. Normal values and targets. CFM and airflow matter to both. Set airflow first around 350 to 400 CFM per ton for cooling before you trust any charging number. Piston superheat target varies with conditions. Use the charging chart slash app for the unit. On a hot day at high indoor load, target superheat is lower. On a mild day it's higher. TXV charge target, subcooling around 8 to 12 degrees typical. Coil superheat will settle around 8 to 12 degrees on its own. A piston system in low load slash low ambient conditions will naturally run high superheat and can look undercharged when it isn't. That's the piston's nature, not a fault. Common faults and what they mean. Piston system reads high superheat on a cool morning. Often normal piston behavior at low load, not necessarily low charge. Recheck at higher load or use the proper conditions-based target. Piston system floods at low ambient, because the piston can't throttle back. Low head pressure plus a piston can overfeed in cold weather. This is why low ambient pistons and head pressure control exist. Piston physically swapped for the wrong size. An oversized piston floods. An undersized one starves. After a coil change, confirm the piston number matches the application. TXV specific failures hunting, sticking, lost bulb charge don't exist on a piston. Fewer failure modes is the piston's main advantage. Tech tips and gotchas. Match the device to the system design. Don't upgrade a piston to a TXV or vice versa without confirming the system was designed for it. The metering device, coil, and charge are matched as a set. Pistons are sensitive to airflow and head pressure. Because they meter on pressure difference, a dirty condenser high head makes a piston overfeed, and a dirty evaporator slash low airflow changes the picture too. Fix airflow before charging. A TXV hides an undercharge. A piston exposes it. Because the piston can't compensate, a low charge shows up clearly as high superheat. That can actually make a piston easier to read for charge, as long as you account for conditions. Know what you're holding before you condemn it. A bad metering device call on a piston is almost always really a wrong charge, dirty coil, or wrong piston size. There's nothing inside to wear out. Safety slash code notes. Recover refrigerant per EPA 608 Federal Refrigerant Rules. Subpart F before changing a piston or valve. Flow nitrogen while brazing. After any system opening, replace the liquid line filter dryer and evacuate properly. Both metering devices are easily plugged by debris and moisture.